Next, Outdoor Radio, a monthly feature on VPR where we take you outside to learn about the natural world with biologists Kent McFarland and Sarah Zahendra from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Today they visit an abandoned beaver dam at the North Branch Nature Center in Montpelier.
We are here at the North Branch Nature Center, and it's a lovely fall day. There's still some bright foliage left on the trees. A little bit cloudy, can feel a nip in the air. And we're here because we're going to talk about a creature that a lot of people see as a nuisance.
America's largest rodent, the beaver. And we're going to wade back into an old beaver pond and sort of check out the day in the life of a beaver, and then visit an old beaver lodge and see if we can actually crawl up in one and see what it's like to live inside a beaver lodge.
We're also going to talk with Ken Benton, who is a naturalist educator here at North Branch Nature Center, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about the beaver that used to live here and why they're gone and what's happened to the ecosystem since they left.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
We're biologists with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
Welcome to Outdoor Radio.
Let's wade back in and see if we can find it.
All right. You know, Kent, a lot of people think of the beaver as a nuisance creature, but there are a lot of reasons to love this animal, and there are a lot of positive things that they do for environment.
Yeah, I mean, earlier we said it was a day in the life, but it's really a night in the life of a beaver because they like to come out in the evening and spend a lot of the night working. And so sometimes, you know, we'll wake up in the morning and we'll be like, where'd that dam come from? It's like they're that industrious.
They work really, really quickly.
It can take the family probably about a week to build a 30-foot dam across a stream. I mean, that's pretty darn quick.
It's a strong dam, too, as a lot of us know, right? It doesn't take them long to start backing up water.
The other thing they're doing is getting food for the whole winter. So that's when they're out and they're clipping off branches and trees of mainly of alder and willows, their favorite. You know, they spend so much time in the water, but here's the cool thing is they don't eat fish.
Not at all. They're complete vegetarian or herbivores.
Yep, because all winter long, they're going to feed on the cambium layer of the tree. And that's the layer of underneath the bark right before the wood. That's the living layer that has all the nutrients. And they store that stuff underwater outside the lodge, under the ice, so they can get to it all winter long.
And one of the reasons that these flooded areas are so important to beaver is that they're really not too graceful on land. And it's difficult for them to get away from predators, so they like to be close to the water as often as they can.
The other cool things when they're swimming is they can actually close their ears, close their nostrils.
And their eyes.
They have these special eyelids that they can see through like goggles.
They're beaver goggles,
beaver
basically.
Goggles.
Yeah, it's like a thin, transparent membrane that they can close when they're underwater, and they can still see through them.
You know, everybody knows the beaver is having these giant teeth in the front of them, these incisor teeth that are constantly growing. Those actually have a pair of lips behind them that seal their mouth off, and those stick out so they can actually carry sticks and logs while they're swimming and not have water rush into their mouth.
And it seals their mouth.
So there's all these amazing adaptations that allow them to work really industriously all night long. Even on a cool day like today, they'd be in this water no problem.
Yep.
Their fur is so thick, the water's not even touching their skin.
Not only that, they've got oil that they secrete from glands underneath their tail, and they've got these nifty little combs on their hind legs.
Oh, that's right, on the, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they've got double claws that serve as combs, and what they'll do is they take oil from these glands and they comb it through their fur, and it helps waterproof.
Right, it keeps them all dry and everything, but also, we like the fur, too.
Yeah, it's warm, it's plush.
Right, so, you know, when the Europeans first came to North America and the Native Americans before that used beaver fur, and it became a big industry, and by the 1800s here in Vermont, beaver were extinct.
They were gone.
We wiped them out. And it wasn't until the 1920s and 30s when the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department actually started bringing beaver from New York and Maine to reintroduce them back to Vermont that they started to flourish again.
Although we aren't up to the numbers before European settlement, we still got a healthy population in Vermont now.
They can be a nuisance sometimes, I get it, but we can manage that.
They can also be really helpful for people. They decrease damaging floods. They recharge aquifers. They take pollutants away from surface and groundwater. And they often serve as drought protection, especially in places out west. So, yeah, they're a nuisance, but they also do a lot of really great things for our environment.
And as a keystone species, beaver ponds are the place for biodiversity.
Let's head down to the lodge and hook up with Ken and see if we can get inside and take a look. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how you doing?
You said they left, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah, a little over 2 years ago. And when they first left, the water slowly drained out, but it revealed this huge mud flat. None of this vegetation was here. None of the Joe Pye weed was here. No grasses, no sedges, no little alders, just mud.
I mean, it looks like they could come back. There's a lot of food in here again, it seems. Has it grown back to you a lot?
Or? It's grown back a lot. I mean, it was completely just mud flats.
It's amazing in a couple of years. I mean, you can't even see it back in here.
I know.
Yeah, I saw the very front part of it, and I was sure that it was just a bank lodge. Yeah. And then Kent walked on top, and he said, oh, man, this is huge.
Yeah.
Beaver will build two different types of lodges. They'll build something we call a bank lodge, which means they sort of will dig into the side of a bank. But the one that a lot of people are more familiar with are the lodges that they will often build in the middle of bodies of water. And those are just huge piles of sticks. And so what we have right here is one of those huge piles of sticks, but it's been grown over because the beaver have been gone for so
many years. It's 5 or 6 feet high. And I'm down in the channel where they used to swim in on the bottom underneath it. And crawling under here looking, you can see where they chewed off some of the roots of a tree to get up underneath the root ball. And that's where they built this big lodge on top of.
All right, Kent, you ready to go in and see what's what in there?
I'm going to clear a few sticks away from the front. They got a nice pile of sticks in the front. Okay, here we go. All right. The chamber to the left you saw?
Yeah.
It goes back a little ways. I'm going in a little bit more.
What?
Oh, man.
What?
So what they do is they come straight in, and then there's a muddy bank, and they've got to build up with sticks and mud, and they jump up out of the water on the bank. And then, once they jump up on the bank, which is where I am now, and then it goes straight into the main chamber. It cannot hold one Kent, but it could hold like 4 or 5 beavers probably. Honestly, it's a little claustrophobic, and I would not want to be a beaver. But I could see how this would be. It's pretty warm in here. It would definitely be dry. And I'm coming out. It's claustrophobic. Can you pull me a little bit?
Not a chance.
Holy heck, that is pretty cool.
I'm going to be able to get further up in there, I bet, Kent. I think it goes further than you thought it did, Kent. You can just barely see that there's an entrance to another chamber that's even a little bit higher up.
It's like a kid's room and the adult's room.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, yeah. This is cozy for sure.
Like, you live in it?
I can't even get my head through the entrance. I'd sit in there and have tea.
All right, come on out of there.
No, this is fun. And you know what's even weirder? Is that I actually am mildly claustrophobic, but that was fun. I would get in all sorts of trouble for being as dirty as I am right now. We're pretty muddy.
I've got mud from head to toe.
But that was really cool crawling
in there.
That
was amazing. I've always wanted to know what it looked like inside the lodge.
No, we don't want to spend our winter there.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
So, Ken, are we going back to work like this?
Nah, we got to go clean up.
You can learn more about beavers and their habitat at vpr.net. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies with support from the Byrne Foundation.